Archipelago by Monique Roffey, read by Sean Thomas. But islands can only exist if we have loved in them. Islands, Derek Walcott. Yes, as everyone knows, meditation and water are wedded forever. Moby Dick, Herman Melville. The Pink House. Chapter 1. Rain. The dog mumbled something under her breath. "What now?" Gavin replies, as he goes about the kitchen in an aimless fashion. 7 p.m. Dinner should be on the table, and she's trying to remind him. Animals have a keen sense of time. "Okay, okay," he says. The dog sits in the middle of the kitchen, trying not to slump over. Her chest is robust, yet she sits in a manner which suggests her stiff front legs are propping her up. Her triangular eyes are narrowed to slits. Her tongue hangs from her dark mouth. She's making sure everything is all right, that they'll get through for the time being. She mumbles long and loud, a sound not dissimilar to his stomach when he's hungry. "Good girl," he says to her, not knowing if he needs or loves this dog any more. Mackie cheese and chicken Vienna sausages will be their meal tonight. This is what his daughter likes. They've eaten it the last 3 nights. Very little else will tempt her. Maybe he'll add a tin of peas. She's lying in the huge double bed in the bedroom, like a mermaid on a raft watching Casper, the friendly ghost. November, and it's still raining. Popcorn rain, almost every day. Short, dense showers. 10 minutes of a move down...